May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. We're living in a remarkable time right now. The enemy hates it. And so he will contend. We talk a lot about our contending for things in faith. Well, he will contend for our faith. He wants to steal our faith. And so sometimes you end up fighting the good fight of faith. And it becomes like almost a good fight for faith. That's just going to be expected. Expected even more when we enter in. When we cross in, when we begin to experience more of the breakthrough that is the finished work of Christ on the cross, and we begin to break through into a larger experience of this large room called in Christ. The enemy will try to lure us out. Scripture says, so I hope I can paint this picture, is if your life is hidden with Christ in God, what the enemy tries to do is to get you to stick your head out, draw you into a conversation. So you're hidden in Christ. So he wants you to like pop your head and heart out and get engaged in this conversation. And once he does that, he just beats you up until you remember that you're hidden in Christ and it's not your problem. And again, in this time, this river time where you're not doing anything but going with the flow, almost daily, we're experiencing just amazing signs and wonders. So one of the things I've prayed for a long time is, for back in the day when I was over the IDA, I had some monies to help the Africans with just stuff, more money. But now we just have to sort of scramble, take money from here and take money from there, not the church, but some of my accounts, to send $300 there to pay for medicine or food or whatever, get children back in school because they can't pay their fees. So we've always wanted to have the Lord. Recently I prayed that God would do something to deposit, like, Lord, if you just gave us $10,000 just to do that, not for traveling over there, not for anything I do over there, but just to send little things here and there. So somebody texted me today, not from CTK, and said, hey, me and my wife have decided we'd like to send $800 a month to the International Fund just to help Africans with food or education or medicine or whatever might be needed. That's $9,600 a year. That's pretty close enough to be the $10,000 that I prayed for. I'll make up the other four. But that's just amazing. And it's been stuff like that constantly. That's why the enemy, remember what we've said before, when he attacks, what we have to remember sometimes, step back and go, oh, he's really frightened. And therefore, a frightened devil is a fierce devil. But we got to stay hidden in Christ so we don't get engaged in it. Let Jesus do the fighting. To fight the good fight of faith is our faith is in Christ. We're letting him do the battle. That's not even the message today. I want to share this word. I think it's hard for Christians, like what we shared Sunday, that when he said, we have been forgiven all our transgressions, it's hard for Christians to own that. It's just so amazing that we could actually believe that when we blow it, we've already been forgiven of that. That he conquered that already. We're already forgiven. We don't have to beg for forgiveness. We get to celebrate forgiveness. It's a stunning thing. And I think it's difficult, and one of the ways we can know it, I can tell you it's difficult, because what we freely receive is what we freely give. And if you find Christians struggling to put away, to blot out, there's not even trace that it happened towards others who may have hurt them, offended them, then you understand they've not received forgiveness in their own heart. They have it. They just not embraced it. The things that God does for us and has done for us is so ridiculous, so amazing. It challenges our capacity to believe. But we have to always remember that faith doesn't start with what we believe. It always starts with what he believes. And he believes for much bigger things than we do. What he believes is true. Gosh, there's so much we could talk about that. But let me just read these verses to you. There's a place in the Song of Solomon says, for you are altogether beautiful, my love, and there's no spot or blemish in you. And yet the book, the Song of Solomon, often deals with a believer who's wanting to experience everything that Jesus is and everything that Jesus has, who wants to grow as far as they can grow in their experience of being in union with Christ. That book's full of the ups and downs at times of the believer missing it and then getting it more and growing. And yet, he says, you're altogether beautiful and there's no spot or blemish in you. So does that mean that God just sees us that way? No, that's what God believes about us. We're in Christ. Jesus is what God believes about us. He believes that about us. He sees us that way, but it's not just like pretending. He actually believes it that way. You go, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, God doesn't make sense to me at all. If you're trying to get a God who makes sense, then you're going to be in trouble. You're going to walk, you're going to live in the lowlands. Karen and I were talking yesterday about that baby who God grew a brain, who had anencephalitis. And in the womb, for the first time in 8 months, the baby leaped in the womb because the doctors had said that it had no brain, little brain, no back of the skull. But it was born a few weeks later totally whole. And if you can only believe what makes sense, you'd never pray for somebody like that. But hear this. This is what it says about you. Because what God came to do is all about you. If it was the Father's good pleasure, Colossians 1, verse 19, for all the fullness to dwell in him, Jesus, and through Jesus to reconcile all things to himself. That's grace. Because we couldn't do anything to reconcile us to God. Through Jesus to reconcile all things to himself, all having made peace through the blood of the cross. whether things in earth or things in heaven. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile and engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death in order that. Why did he do all that? For his glory? I mean, but he did it for you. In order to present you before the Father, holy and blameless and beyond reproach. What is that? That's like one day he's going to present me that way? No. That's talking about the ascension. He, Jesus, made peace with God on your behalf so that you can have intimacy with God. My intimacy with God is not based on my performance. It's not based on my activity. We'll talk about this a lot more Sunday. My intimacy with God is because Jesus accomplished that, and I'm now hidden in him, and I get to participate in his intimacy with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He made that peace. I couldn't make peace with God. I didn't want to. He did it on my behalf, as me, in my name, and on my behalf, in order that he could present me. I now sit in Christ, before God the Father, Holy Spirit, in the fellowship of the Trinity, I now sit presented as holy and blameless and beyond reproach. That's who you are, altogether beautiful, and no spot or blemish in you. So do we have to fear distance or rejection? No. Beyond reproach. He will never reproach you. You're beyond that. You're in Christ. And he sees you, and what he says about you and what he believes about you in Christ is that you're holy and blameless and beyond reproach. Yeah, but aren't there still imperfections in all? Yes. And he deals with those things. But this is still what he says about you. And faith is coming into agreement with what he says about you. Faith isn't something that we do that gets God to do something. Faith is what we do in light of what he's already done. And this is huge. Do you ever feel holy and blameless and beyond reproach? Because most of the time we're reproaching ourselves. Well, that's sin to do that to yourself. You have risen and ascended, and in Christ you have now been presented to the Father and Spirit, holy, blameless, beyond reproach. Just like Jesus. Because you're in Him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.